The Ceres Trust is a private family foundation that offers grants for organic agriculture research in the 12 states of the North Central region or the Upper Midwest. And we offer two programs, one primarily for universities to do three-year research projects, and they can get up to $180,000. And we fund anything from soil health, agronomic practices, horticulture, fruits, but also livestock research, forages, animal health, etc. And we just are announcing today the awards given this past year. They're technically 2014 to universities. So University of Wisconsin has receiving one. University of Minnesota actually had three successful proposals submitted. And then we also offer a graduate student organic research grant program, and that's open for applications through March 31st right now, where graduate students can receive up to $10,000 to support one-year organic research projects. And our website is Ceres Trust, that's C-E-R-E-S, trust.org. And then another thing we do is, and are just releasing here at this conference, is a report. It's about a 125-page long report that catalogs organic research and outreach activities in each of the 12 states in this region. So it lists all the current ongoing organic research as well as the last 10 years of organic research projects in each of these states, and then peer-reviewed publications, extension publications, web resources, who has what certified organic research land, and key contact people, who offers what courses relevant to organic agriculture in all the land grants in this region. And currently there's almost 2,000 acres of certified organic research land at land grant universities in the North Central region.
So what type of grants, what type of programs are you looking at to give the grants to?
Yeah, we focus a lot on kind of ecosystem health, so soil health, water quality, biodiversity, pollinators, that kind of thing in different types of production systems. But then also, like I mentioned, livestock health is another one where we don't receive enough applications, really, so we'd like to see more proposals along those lines. Some of the things we don't fund, however, we don't fund comparative studies of organic versus conventional systems. We don't fund market development type studies, and we don't fund nutritional studies. That doesn't mean that research doesn't need to be done, but that's just not a priority for our funding program.
What type of programs are you funding on the three-year university funds?
Nutritional value and cross-compatibility. That's to a private foundation, actually, in Wisconsin, the Mandaman Institute. Cover crop strategies to University of Nebraska. Legume cover crop impacts on soil nitrogen cycling, University of Michigan. Soil health, University of Illinois. Triticale cultivars for organic no-till, also in Nebraska. Lameness on organic farms, University of Minnesota. Mycorrhizae soil fertility, that's going to North Dakota State University. Effective microbial weed management, that's something University of Minnesota. Oilseed radish and perennial cover crops, also University of Minnesota. So that's just this round. But since they're three-year projects, we have projects we funded 3 years ago, 2 years ago, this year, as well as our graduate students. So it's quite a portfolio of diverse research. And we just had a breakfast this morning. Four organic researchers had, you know, over 30 researchers in the room, and they all got to share, you know, from different states, different land grants, different fields of research, different disciplines. It was just fascinating to hear the interchange between these different researchers.
And then with the grant students, or the students that are getting the grants, yeah, as well, that's the group that you have in here.
Well, right. We have the grad student program, and like I said, it's open for application now through the end of March. And so here at the Moses Conference, there's a whole Organic Research Forum, we track. So there's research workshops, and we help fund that Ceres Trust that's outside of the grant program that I manage. But we see a lot of posters here at the conference that are being presented by graduate students that we funded their research. So you'll see the Ceres Trust logo where they're acknowledging the sources of their funding.
I noticed that with universities especially, you seem to do a lot of what is comparing the productivity of organic to the productivity of the technology side.
Right, and typically that's not something that we fund. But there has been quite a bit of research, Iowa State, University of Minnesota, Wisconsin, etc. And finding pretty comparable yields. It all comes down to management. But those aren't studies that we have funded necessarily. But we are interested in this question of health impacts on livestock when fed organic versus the genetically engineered rations. So we're very excited about that. A University of Wisconsin professor, Dr. Warren Porter in zoology, will be looking into that with some hogs in Iowa. Because we're hearing, and this is kind of outside my work of Ceres Trust, but hearing from more and more conventional livestock producers that are seeing reproductive problems in their hogs, seeing other health problems, and are wanting to find the answers, and could switching to an organic diet help resolve some of those health problems they're encountering.
From the grad student standpoint, what's involved in applying for a grant?
Yeah, well, they need to have it needs to be under certified organic conditions. So either on university land or working with on-farm organic producers or a combination of both. And that's very common. But they need to have a major professor to sponsor them. So it's actually part of their thesis, part of their graduate work. They could either be master's students or doctoral students. And they need to go online, and they can actually apply online. It's essentially about a 14-page application. They need to lay out their whole objectives and do a literature review of existing prior research to show that there's a need scientifically for this, and then have organic farmers involved, that it will be significant to the organic ag community, and then lay out a really well-developed project plan, something that can be accomplished in a year or so of research, along with a budget to support their work or other expenses on this.
And then what do you do for as a follow-up to the grants once you've granted them?
Yeah, well, and typically we fund, we receive about twice as many proposals as we're able to fund. So we have to review and score and, send letters of acceptance or letters of sorry, we just had too many good proposals. But then they have to sign a contract, a grant agreement, and then they can commence their work. And basically they follow their project plan. If they make changes to it, then we can amend that agreement. But typically they'll complete the research, and then they need to submit a final report to Ceres Trust. And that's another thing posted on our website, cerestrust.org, are the final reports from both the graduate student research as well as what we call the Organic Research Initiative, the bigger three-year report. So those all go public. So, we're interested in getting the scientific information into the hands of farmers.